Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform for Black women who are doing the work of liberation, healing, and joy, and existing in a world that does not prioritize our humanity. So I have a solo episode for you today. First of all, thank you so much for pressing play on this episode. Have a solo episode for you today. It is literally not even 8 o'clock in the morning yet. It's a Tuesday morning. I just felt something hit my spirit, so I wanted to share it with you. And it's literally in the title of today's episode, which is I Choose Peace of Mind Instead of This. Now, before I get into today's episode, I'd like to share what I do for self-care. And there's been several things, honestly, but what immediately stands out for me is the fact that I am expanding my mind, y'all. I am learning French and Spanish at the same time. I just decided to pick these languages up. You know, I have it in my mind that I can do everything. So sometimes I just jump in, you know, feet first and figure it out as I go, which is interesting for me because I also am the kind of person who likes to hem and haw. So I think really the things that I jump into head first are a clear, indicator that this is a yes for my spirit. And the things that I hem and haw on are either a no for my spirit, or they're things that I know that need to be done, but I really have resistance because I just, like, I know it's good for me, but I have resistance because I'm like, oh, I don't feel like doing this. But the things that I jump into just like, oh, not feet first. I think it's head first, right? Things I jump into head first, it's usually an indicator that my spirit's like, yes, girl, this is good for you. Go do it, do it. It's going to be fun, or it's going to be transformative, or, you know, just something along those lines. So yeah, I am learning French and Spanish. I have a French tutor and a Spanish tutor. And honestly, it's very, very affordable because I use this website called iTalki, something like that. iTalki. This is not a sponsored thing, by the way, just, you know, sharing a resource in case you want to give it a shot. I don't have any affiliation with this organization, but it's been very helpful. You just go and find a tutor that you think will resonate with you. Both of my tutors are, well, I don't want to say Black, but they look like me. How about that? I think one is from Colombia and the other, I forget where she's from. She's French, but she, you know, for all intents and purposes, they look more Black than some of the other people. And so that just immediately helped me to feel more comfortable. So you can kind of pick and choose who you want to work with. And I specifically wanted someone that more so looked like me and could relate to me. So that's what I got. And so I'm learning things and it's been very fun. It's been very challenging. Spanish has been easier for me, honestly, because I took Spanish in school. So, you know, I can say things like buenos dias, como esta, you know, y tú también, those kind of things. I can, you know, specific colors and numbers, certain sayings, adios, you know, things like that. It comes easier to me because I already have a small foundation, so it's not as challenging, but it's definitely something I want to learn. And then the French, though, the French is kicking my booty. You hear me? In a good way. Because I think that, especially as I grow older, I need to challenge my mind in new ways, in fun ways, in ways that are going to stretch me and grow me. And on top of that, it's like, I want to know these languages because I feel like, and I've felt like this for a while, but I feel like it's very arrogant for, I'll just speak for me. I'm not speaking for anyone else because I don't want this to come off as judgy, okay? But for me, I feel it is very arrogant to just know one language when many people across the globe know at least two. I feel like it's arrogant for me to think that English is the end all. And that I, you know, everyone needs to bend to me and know English to communicate. And I'm like, girl, especially since I want to be traveling at some point outside of the U.S. To specific parts of the world. And I chose French, too. I chose Spanish because I live in California. Again, I had the foundations. It's not hard, or it's not as hard as French. It comes to me a little easier. But I live in California and there's a huge Hispanic population. So I think that having that understanding of the language will be very important. And I chose French because I know that I do want to get to Paris one day. Oh my God. I want to get to France one day. God willing, I could take like a trip there. Hey, let's do a brown girl self-care trip to France. How amazing would that be? Or Paris specifically. What was I saying? I'd be talking and get off track. What the heck was I saying? Oh, for French, I mean, I know that my people speak French, you know? And so at first I was like, well, maybe I'll do Swahili because, you know, that's a language that our people speak too. But I was like, no, I think French is a bigger language that our people speak. So I'm like, let me start with that. And once I get a good handle on these languages, which could take a few years, you know, maybe then I'll jump into Swahili and I don't have a problem learning another language. So the French has been kicking my butt, but I'm learning. I know how to say my name, je m'appelle Brie, you know, bonjour, bonsoir, ça va bien, like just different things like that. It's just really, really fun. So yeah, check that resource out if that's what you want to do. But it's definitely helping me to feel more confident and to stretch in several ways, including getting outside of my comfort zone, because it can be embarrassing to, you know, speak a language with someone that knows it very well. And you're just like trying to henpeck your way around and figure things out, and you have to be corrected, and you know, you're just learning. And so it's a good stretch for me, y'all. So that's why I chose it, amongst many reasons. So yeah, your girl is learning Francois, or how do you say French? Is it Francois? Espanol. So yeah, your girl's learning. So now, after all that, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. It's going to be very, very short. I always say that, right? It's going to be very, very short, but I just had something jump out at me. So I am listening to a book on Audible. Let me get to it real quick. It's called The Four Pivots: Reimagining Justice, Reimagining Ourselves. It's by author Sean A. Genwright, PhD. And yeah, it is about social justice, but what so far, I'm only like on chapter two, or almost a chapter two. But really, this book, it is about social justice, but from what I understand, he's talking about it through this perspective of, you know, obviously social change, but it starts with healing ourselves. Like, we have to like hold the mirror up to ourselves and just be more self-aware in regards to what areas or what parts of us require healing or change. And it's going to just have this profound trickle effect, just in the world and with social justice and things like that. Okay. Even if you don't feel like you are a quote unquote advocate, I honestly would recommend you still pick up this book. I really, really do. Because first of all, I would love to interview Sean. I would love to interview Sean, because this book has had me cackling a few times, at least, because just the way that he says some things, this is not a stuffy book. It's just not a stuffy book at all. Like, there's a part where he's like, he'll say something like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. This book is just really funny, but it's still very informative and very profound. So he says this thing in chapter one that I wanted to briefly talk about with you, and I'm going back to my notes. And he didn't know where he found this quote, so I can't give you and I like to give credit where credit is due. I don't know where this quote came from, or this really, I'm calling it an affirmation. But he says, during his time of struggle, like he had just had a child with his wife and he's just trying to figure out what he's going to do with his job. And he just has all this, he's feeling all this internal and external pressure. Okay. And he goes downstairs and he starts crying, like sobbing, you know. And at one point he says this quote that he could not find the reference for, but it's, "I choose peace of mind instead of this." I'll say that again. "I choose peace of mind instead of this." And again, he is in kind of like a bit of turmoil, right? Emotionally, just things are going on. And we all, and you can relate to that, right? We all have moments in our life where things just feel out of control. You've taken on more than you can chew. Maybe some circumstances have popped up in your life and you're just like, "What the hell?" You know what I mean? Just like he said, "What the hell?" And so when he said that, he didn't really make a big, from what I recall anyway, he didn't really make a, like, it wasn't like this huge deal, him saying, "I choose peace of mind instead of this." It's like he kind of went on to the next thing. But you know how when something resonates with your spirit, it stands out in such a way. And I want you to pay attention to those things. When something stands out and really resonates with you, I want you to dig into that. I want you to peel back the layers. I want you to explore that thing more. Don't just let it pass you by. Because if you let it pass you by, just like we're life and humans be human in, we will forget. You'll forget. So if something stands out, like carry a journal around with you if you can, or keep your notes app handy on your phone or your voice memo. I like do voice memo sometimes to myself as well. Just figure out a way, keep post-its in your car and a pen, something, because sometimes we're going to have these moments of clarity that are just going to hit you like, bam. And if you don't write it down, if you don't figure out a way to hold on to it, you know, it'll pass you by. It'll pass you by. And so when I heard that again, it just immediately resonated with my spirit. Now, let me tell you what's going on with me. When I heard, "I choose peace of mind instead of this," it immediately became an affirmation for my spirit, because right now, like, it's funny how God works. You get the things you need right on time. That's how it happens for me. That's how it happens for me. You get what you need at just the right time. Just the right time. Just this morning, y'all, before I heard this again, I'm calling it an affirmation. Just this morning, I was scrolling on the podcast app. I was in the podcast app and just looking for things to listen to, because y'all, I love podcasts. I love listening. I love learning. I'm listening to I always find new podcasts. Like, there's this one called Good Soil. I think that's the name. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a mother-daughter team, and they're talking about I think it's social justice through just like farming, food, gardening, that kind of stuff. But I've only listened to one episode, and my memory may not be exactly correct. But in any case, I'm always looking for new things that will feed my spirit and enrich my soil. Okay. I feel like we all have soil. We are soil. Okay. Anyway, as I'm scrolling, I come across this podcast, and I'm sure it's amazing. I haven't listened to it yet. But I, you know, I'm human. And so I do a little bit of digging, and I see this person has less than 100 episodes. And I just found out yesterday that I have 206 episodes, and I start to do the comparison game. Okay. And I'm human, y'all. This is real talk. Like, please believe that I struggle with things still. I struggle with comparison and things like that. Anyway, I'm going off the rails. This person or this team or whomever, they have less than 100 episodes, but
they have more, almost more reviews, and they have less episodes, right? They have almost more reviews than me, and they have less episodes than me, and my mind instantly goes into this spiral, y'all.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Ways Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Ways Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Way Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Ways Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. My mind instantly goes into this spiral, and I'm so glad that I have made space for self-awareness and healing, because when you do that, you'll recognize the spiral and you'll be able to call it out for exactly what it is. It may take some time. It may not be an automatic thing. You know what I mean? But I do believe that the more you heal and get uncomfortable in that healing and learning of yourself and things like that, the more you can acknowledge things for what they actually are. Because old Brie, in my mind, the things, like, I wouldn't be able to call things as they were. I couldn't really see things for what they really were. And instead, I would just really make it just about me and make it this big thing, and how ultimately it would just come down to, like, I wasn't good enough, and I wasn't liked, I wasn't worthy, I was stupid, I was this, I was that. You know what I'm saying? But now I have that awareness, or I'm able to lean into that awareness and see things for what they are. It might take a little journaling or reflection or things like that, but I can see it and I can stop it. I don't want to spiral, because when I spiral, it can put me in a really bad place, and there's no need for me to be there, if that makes sense, because the spiral is not based on complete facts. It's based on just emotion, you know? Emotion and parts of me that still are in need of healing. I'm hoping that this resonates with you. Anyway, this podcast, these people, they have less episodes. They're in a similar lane. And so in my mind, I'm just like, oh my God, there are people like them more. They're probably making, you know, much more money than me, and they're not struggling, and they're doing amazing. And look at me over here, my little podcast, you know, just all these things based on just a quick scroll and seeing that their numbers are numbering in comparison to mine. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Are you feeling what I'm saying? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So instead of me just like using that time to be like, oh, props, you know what I mean? Kudos to them, because that means, you know, I can grow too. And, you know, maybe I can learn from them and see how they're growing so fast. You know, just things like that, and making it just giving them their props
and seeing what I can do to help me to expand. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like allowing it to shrink me, allowing it to just belittle myself, if that makes sense. And after a while, I like literally maybe like 15, 20 minutes after I started thinking those things, I was able to tell myself, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. I'm not going to put myself down just because of others and the greatness of others. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I really had to have a come to Jesus with myself and say, I'm not doing this today. I'm not holding on to this. I'm just not doing this. I'm not playing this game. Okay. I'm not doing this. And I didn't, I was able to let it go. Real talk. But as I was listening to Sean's book, maybe like an hour and a half later, I got to that point in the book where he said, I choose peace of mind instead of this. And y'all, I'm just like, yes, absolutely. Like, I choose peace of mind instead of this. Now, your mileage may vary, but I think we all have a quote unquote this. Okay. We all have a this. It could be a job, a relationship, a struggle, money, education. Maybe you just had a child. Maybe you, I don't know. We all have different. Maybe you're struggling with your weight. Maybe you're too quote unquote skinny. Maybe you're too quote unquote fat. Maybe you, I'm trying to think of different situations. Maybe you're in debt. Maybe college loans are just like really starting to add up. Maybe, I don't know. There's different ways to struggle. Maybe you're dealing with a lot of microaggressions at work, which I'm sure you probably have at some point. It could be a lot of stuff, y'all. There's probably too many situations for me to name. Maybe your plants are dying and you are telling yourself, as I look at my plants here in the living room, because my pothos is like, we need to talk. My pothos is like, girl, you in danger. We need to talk. I think my pothos is really mad at me. But maybe your plants are not growing and you just like making this all about you. Like, you are a terrible plant mom. You are this, you are that. You know what I'm saying? Making light of the situation, obviously. But all of us have a this. All of us have a quote unquote this. And so I really want you to write this affirmation down. Again, I'm choosing to make it an affirmation. Again, I can't tell you where it specifically came from, but I can tell you that I got it from Sean's book, which I will link in today's episode. And again, if anybody knows him, put in a good word for your girl and tell him about the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast and see if he would like to be on. Maybe I'll reach out to him too after I finish reading the book. But yeah. Tell yourself this. I choose peace of mind instead of this. And go a little further and ask yourself or invite that self-awareness. Like, what does peace of mind look like for you? What does peace of mind feel like for you? How can you model peace of mind right now in this moment? Okay. How can you model it? What does it feel like? What does it look like? Those are some very important questions, like and also defining what is peace for you? What is peace of mind for you? We all might have different definitions of peace of mind. For me, and I'm thinking off the top of my head, peace of mind for me, at least right now, means really just leaning into my faith and saying, like, no matter what, I'm good. I have a situation that's percolating right now where I don't know. And it's a really wonderful opportunity that I have, like in the works, possibly. But I'm waiting on a decision, y'all. It's out of my control. I have no say on if this happens or if it doesn't. But it will be an amazing opportunity. I'm waiting on an answer. But for me right now, peace of mind, it looks like or it feels like. I'm not going to worry about this situation. I can't control it. I've done my best. Whatever answer I receive, when I receive it, it's going to be what it's going to be. I've prayed about it. I have to lean into my faith and just know that regardless of what happens, it's all good. I'm going to be okay. And there are even more amazing opportunities for me available, and they will come to me at the right time. Does that make sense? So for me, that is peace of mind. That peace of mind, instead of me sitting here biting my fingernails, worrying about the outcome, I can't control it. I can't. I've done what I can do. The things that I can control, like submitting my proposal or things like that, it's what I can do. And I've done that. I've done that part. I've done my part. But everything else, you know, it's out of my hands. And so I am choosing peace of mind by not allowing myself to stress about it. And I haven't. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I have stressed about it over the last, because I've been waiting now like 2 weeks. I've stressed about it on a scale of 1 to 10, one being, I am super stressed, 10 being I am completely cool as a cucumber. So 1 is completely stressed, 10 is cool as a cucumber. I would say over the last 2 weeks, collectively, I have been probably like an 8 over the last 2 weeks, an 8 overall. And the old me would probably have been a two or a three. And this is Bree from just maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So there's definitely growth. There's definitely growth. Because again, I think I've been probably like an 8, maybe even like an 8.5. Whereas before I would have been a much lower number, again, maybe like a 2 or a 3. So this peace of mind is everything. We know that we collectively, we don't get or don't receive the same benefits when it comes to like healthcare and things like that. So there are some things that we can't control, but it's even more so important. I don't know why I'm tongue-tied this morning. Sorry, it is a little early for me, but it is important that we do what we can, okay? It is important that we do the things that we can do to help us resist or combat the things that we can't control when it comes to things like healthcare and things like that, because that's a whole mess and a whole situation, right? So if we can do some of the smaller things to help us maintain a certain level of health, I want to encourage us to do those things, because we are out here dying, y'all. We are out here dying young-ish. Even when I hear of someone in their late 60s, early 70s passing away, I'm like, that's too young. I'm sorry. And maybe I'm being naive. I don't know. But I'm just like, that's too young. That's too young. It's just too young to me. So, again, to help balance the scales where we can when it comes to our health, just doing things that are going to help alleviate, I guess, some of the stress that we are constantly facing and the scrutiny that we're constantly under and some of the struggles that we have. And, of course, just dealing with oppression and marginalization and things of that nature. We need to be able to build up our foundation a bit. And so I really feel like this affirmation is just one of these things that you can throw into your toolkit to pull out whenever you need it, and intentionally tell yourself, like, I choose peace of mind, and define what that peace of mind is in that moment. And it may change based on the circumstance too. So it's okay to be flexible with this, but tell yourself, I choose peace of mind instead of this. Okay. I choose peace of mind instead of this. All right. So that is it for this week's episode. Actually, I want to shout out, speaking of podcasts, first of all, thank you so much for the ratings and reviews. It has been tremendous. But there was one review that I recently got. Let me pull up Brown Girl Self-Care. And I'm just like, this caused me to cackle. Let me pull it up real quick, y'all. I wasn't prepared to do this. So my bad. This person writes, and I think her name is Jone Olivia. Hey, girl, hey. She says, the messages are messaging. When I tell you, that sent me It really did. So I want to thank you so much for the laugh, but that was so cute. But she says, the messages are messaging. Every episode that I've listened to has resonated with my spirit so much. Thank you. Girl, you are so welcome. Thank you for being a part of the community. I'm glad that you're here. So yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. See, I told you it was going to be a shorter episode, y'all. I held to it. If you would like to connect with me, feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And that's it for this week's episode. I will see you next Monday. Have a blessed week. Remember that affirmation that I gave you today and continue and use it continuously as often as needed. And I will see you next Monday. Take care.